So.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. I just talked to that lady.
Yeah, I already got a notice. So funds have been released, Penny's been sent the wire, so you're good to go.
Okay.
I wanted to walk you through a few other things we might be able to do for your business, and hopefully you have about 2 minutes. Is that okay? Perfect. So, in addition to this bridge saw, we finance all types of equipment. Like I said, I run our stone division. So if you're looking for financing for, a polishing machine, a water jet, a backsplash, a forklift to unload slabs, whatever you need, please tell me.
Okay.
I also have people that know people that sell these items on a new and used basis, so feel free to always kind of, scratch our brain and tell you what we can do for you. There's another product though that I've done for a lot of our customers. I want to talk to you about it because it's a very non-traditional loan, so you can have it in your back pocket. So, in addition to equipment financing, which that's a secured loan, we also offer what's called a working capital loan. Now, working capital loan is the ability for a business to basically leverage their revenues, their cash flow, to get an upfront loan to basically grow their business. So the kind of highlights are this. We're going to lend, we do these loans based off sales, not your profitability, and we're very flexible when it comes to credit. We also do large loan amounts. So you guys do around like, is it about 20 to 30,000 per month in sales? Is that an accurate number? Or am I on the low end?
Yeah, you're on the low end. We did 450,000 last year, and we'll do close to six this year.
Okay.
600.
Okay. So the way the loan works is this. Let's say it's really an opportunity loan. So let's say you have the opportunity, and there's three reasons the Granite customers I work with borrow this money. The first reason is just overall growth and cash flow. Customers, I'm sure, don't pay you up front. There's always money that you have to pay up front, etc. The second reason is, do you guys buy stone locally or do you buy from Brazil or India direct or China direct?
Locally.
Okay. So the other reason people borrow this money, so I have a client that did about, say, $650,000 about 2 years ago. He actually financed two pieces of equipment through us. But what he was able to do was he was able to basically buy in bulk, and is a huge reduction in the cost of his business. So essentially, what he pays $21 a square foot for in Florida, he's actually in Florida, he's able to do for seven a square foot in China. That's a very
Right.
drastic. That's a very drastic number. The average that I see is about 2 to 1. So I see for
Okay.
someone who's buying from overseas, they usually get about what costs 50,000 here costs 25,000 there. There's another way to look at it is when you buy from your local distributors, do they give you terms or do they give you up or do you pay up front? How does it work?
We pay up front. We've always been COD with everybody.
Okay. Do they give you a discount to do that or is that just the terms that they're operating on?
That's just the terms. Florida is notorious for people taking stone
Sniffing.
and not paying, so everybody's COD around here, even the big companies.
Gotcha. So
Yeah.
there's a flip side to that. One reason is if you're paying on terms, you get a discount. Another reason some of my customers do is this. They understand that their distributors are businesses just like them. They have cash flow to deal with. So a lot of my other distributors, or customers, I should say, they don't buy take this money to buy from overseas. They go to their local distributor. I'm sure you're familiar with Black Pearl, correct?
Yes.
All right, so I have a client, and that's his biggest seller. What he did was he went to his local distributor and said, "Hey, look, I'm going to buy 3 months up front from you. 3 months up front, what can you do for me?" Okay, guy's like, "Look, people always tell me that, but they never come through. But if you can really," and he does about 150 a month in Black Pearl. He's a larger, very large company. But he said, "Hey, look, if you pay 3 months up front, and you're paying it up front, I'll give you a discount." And he was able to go from about 450 to 350. So my customer said, "Hey, look, if I can borrow 350 and not pay back 450, if I'm paying less than that cost, it's going to make sense." So that's another reason.
Right.
So for your business, it'd be general projects, maybe an opportunity that comes up to, hey, someone's unloading stone, I need to buy cash, or it could be just for growth. So
Okay.
in terms of overall amount of loans, if you're doing 450 in sales, you'd probably be able to access anywhere between $30,000 to $50,000. And the way you pay the loan back is pretty unique. So the loan doesn't go on your personal credit, it goes on your business credit. And because it's based off money coming in and money coming out, you do what's called a micropayment. So let me just walk you through an idea of a loan. let's say you did a $50,000 loan. These loans go between 6 months to a year and a half. Once you're approved, I go over all options. The average first-time customer is doing a 12-month loan. So I'm going to walk you through actually a very recent transaction we just funded, and I'm just going to I can know the numbers in my head to go to 50,000. It wasn't exactly 50 grand. If you borrow $50,000 over a year, you'd probably pay back. The payback on that would probably be on an unsecured cash loan about 65. The way they pay, the way you pay back that loan is with what's called a daily micropayment or a weekly payment, which means instead of paying you, you doing the bill each up front each month, you have a small daily payment. So we go into your bank account and take out a small payment, 21 business days per month or once per week. Most of our customers like to do daily, but if you qualify for weekly, more than happy to give it to you. So if we gave you $50,000 and you did it over a year term, your, say, daily payment, this is 21 days per month, no weekends, no bank holidays. If you did that, it would be running you about
Hi, are you with me?
Yep.
My phone, my headset just went dead, so I'm putting it on putting it through your mouth. So essentially, if you did a $50,000 loan, your daily payment on that would be running about, give or take, just give you some numbers. 1 second. About 250, 260 a day in that range. The high point of the loan is its ability to... I'm sorry?
No, I just said okay.
Okay, so the real high points of this loan, and I can tweak numbers once people are approved. Some people end up going shorter terms, some go longer terms. The numbers I can tweak with and the approval amounts. Once you're halfway into the loan, what's really cool about the loan is once you're halfway into the loan, you can apply for more funding. So once you're 6 months into a 12-month loan, you can apply for more money. Once you're 4.5 months into a 9-month loan, you can apply for more money. And typically, although we can never promise anything, if you have a good history with us, you'll get more money the second go around and cheaper money. So it's a real relationship. It's basically the ability for your business to access your revenues as a source of a loan proceeds to grow your business.
Right.
So I want to throw it out there. I've taken a look at your business bank statements. I think you'll qualify for anywhere between 30 to 60. Many customers are looking for, you know, the opportunity to grow their business. And if you want me to put together any like formal approval, I can give you an approval by Monday. There's no cost to it if you want me to put those numbers together.
Let me talk to my partner, and I'll email you or something, and we'll see. I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. Other than that, I want to thank you for your business, and I'll be following with you on delivery.
All right.
Last question for you. Do you know anyone that, you know, do you have any other business people that you work with that potentially might, you know, I'm sorry, I have someone beeping through. Give me 10 seconds. This is a side insider. Give me 10 seconds here. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
I was saying, if you know any other business owners who need financing, please, pass your information on to me. I'm also going to send you a review link tomorrow or on Monday that asks you for a review. If you just want to talk about your experience working with me, I greatly appreciate it.
Sure. Not a problem.
All right, man. Good luck with the saw, and I'll be hopefully hearing from you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You got it, brother. Have a great weekend with your family.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.